Let's turn to the hymn. We'll sing a couple of verses, 482. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. We'll sing the first two verses of this hymn, 482.
Have thine own way.
Of 42 for our final verses, and that is 42, How Great Thou Art, and we'll sing verses 3 and 4 of number 42. And when I think that God, His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. Verses 3 and 4.
Hymn about a great God, how great thou art. We're going to join together, please, and sing the hymn 123, and we're so thankful for the Lord's blessing and the Lord's presence with us already this day. And thank God we serve our risen Saviour. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy and I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Thank God the Lord Jesus Christ is alive, and He is alive forevermore. So let's really sing us unto the Lord. And when we sing this hymn, we're going to call upon our brother, the Reverend Trevor Baxter, to come and to lead us to the throne of heavenly grace and prayer after we sing this hymn. 123, we'll stand together while we sing, please. If the men folk can't reach the high note, used to say, ladies, take your hat pin out, give him a jag, and he hit the high note all right, but no hat pin, so we're all right. The second verse, and everyone really singing, and all the world around me I see His loving care.
Thank you.
was good singing. And ask the Reverend Trevor Baxter to come now and lead us in prayer, please.
Folks, let's bow together, please, before God's throne of grace. O God, our loving and eternal Heavenly Father, we bow in thy most sacred and blessed presence this evening hour, in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, Lord, for that right of access right into thy presence. I, the holiest, with boldness, now may enter in, for he purchased my redemption. He forgave me all my sin. And Lord, we bless thee that we come to the God of heaven, the creator, sustainer, and upholder of all things. And we come, Lord, because of thy blessed Son, the one who came to live among us and to die for us, bearing shame and scoffing rude. In my place condemned he stood. He sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah. Amen. What a Savior. O God, we thank thee that we come on that basis alone. The Lord Jesus is our only mediator. He's our only redeemer. O God, we own no other. We have no other argument. We want no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died. And praise the Lord, he died for me. And O God, we pray that from the very outset, thou wilt be in our midst in this house. O Father, we bless thee for this place in which we meet. And for the many years of faithful gospel ministry that has been exercised and has still been exercised from this pulpit in this house. We thank thee for every soul that has trusted the Redeemer. And O God, we pray that in this service tonight, if there's someone in a vast crowd like this, there must be, not saved, not sure, not certain, Lord, grant that this night they will come to saving faith in the Lord Jesus. O God, strike the stoutest of sinners through. Start the cry, what must I do? Make them weep till born anew through the Lamb. O God, come and bless every aspect of our meeting tonight. We thank thee for your presence at convention services over many years. And we pray, Lord, tonight will be no exception. We remember your servant that leads the meeting. We remember those who will minister in song. May they sing, Lord, that song of the soul set free. And very especially we pray for thy servant who has this solemn responsibility of the ministry of the Word of God. Lord, bless him abundantly. Bring all to his mind and memory. And as we listen to thy word, may it be a blessing and a challenge to all our hearts. Be with everyone who takes part, Lord, in whatever way. O God, come. Stand among us, Lord Jesus, in all thy risen power. Make our time of worship a blessed and a hallowed hour. O God, we come and we pray that in this province that we love, this province that has gotten so far away from God, that there may come a breath of revival. Oh, let it come tonight. Lord, let it descend upon us. As the dew in Hermon's peak, let it come. Oh God, we pray thee. Let the showers of blessing fall. We are waiting. Lord, we're waiting. Oh, revive the hearts of all. So be with us now, Lord Jesus. Focus our minds on the Savior tonight. And grant that as we leave this building in thy will later on, we will truly say, it was good to have been here, for we've met with thee. Answer prayer, Lord, and abide with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Mr. Baxter. And again, it's lovely to see each and every one gathered here in the house of God this evening for the meeting of our Easter convention. And the Lord has been with us, and we're so thankful to be here in God's house this Easter Monday. No better place to be than in the house of the Lord tonight. Now, we're delighted tonight to have the Lisburn Choir with us, and they're going to come and sing for us two pieces, Gone, The Tomb Is Empty, and then What a Lovely Name. And immediately after our brethren sing for us, are going to call upon our brother, the Reverend John Morrow, to come and bring us a report about the work of the prison chaplain. So, Lisburn Choir, and then the Reverend John Morrow. Thank you.